depending on the person's area of expertise, whether it be law or if it's in international relations and affairs, I think that every student has something valuable to contribute.
Well, every person has something valuable to contribute because they're at least it's interesting to know what they're thinking about. And listen, there's no question about the fact that experience that comes with age gives a lot of chances to look at things differently. And the youth will have a totally different views on the same subject. And there's nothing wrong with it. And I think actually it's valuable to learn what they're thinking about and how they are influenced by today's living, to the fact that the less and less people watch TV, for example. They mostly go on social media. I think there's something to learn even by the very experienced people from that, because there's a question of how to reach people. And it's obviously it's ever more difficult because of such a multitude of media that people are watching. So it's very difficult to get to them. But the only way to learn is actually to talk to them, to young people, and learn how they get their information, how they perceive the reality, what is important to them. And so I think that that's an excellent thing you're doing.
In addition, I think that oftentimes the youth, they're bombarded with YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of this social media that's out there. And I think the focus gets lost with all of this accessibility to the social media. I think that I oftentimes tell students to focus on reliable sources, as I've previously mentioned, but also know that if you're looking at someone's Twitter account, look at their credibility, look at what they've achieved, look at the direction that they're going. And if it's someone that you feel is not adding a value to your life, then there's no need to follow.
I would also look at one more thing which really bothers me these days, aggressive language. And I think that if somebody is resorting to the aggressive languages, either because they lack the argument and the knowledge, or they're just seeking attention, both of those motivations are not very helpful if you want to try to get proper information. Because these people are bound to say anything if it gets them somewhere, which is not honest as far as I'm concerned. Or they just frustrate so that they basically bark at life. So I would look at that too. I think that extremely, and never mind, sometimes we actually like those comments because they are along our thinking. And people are complaining, for example, about political correctness that prevents us from doing certain things. And unfortunately, there is some evidence that in some cases that could be very dangerous, like in case of some Bernardino attack, when actually there is some evidence that people had doubts about those two attackers, and yet they didn't report it to the media because they didn't want to the authorities because they didn't want to be singled out as a sort of racist. So yeah, there is a line somewhere there. But in general, I think that the political correctness is nothing else. It just replaced a politeness that we used to be taught. Because you know what? When I was growing up, it was inconceivable to say things about others that people now are saying these days. And so I think we have this political correctness to basically at least trying to put some kind of a civility. But of course, it has to be within reason. And people. But again, that goes back to critical and analytical thinking. You shouldn't be a sheep. Even if you think that something may be against some rule, but you are concerned with it, you have to speak out. But there's way of speaking out politely and with respect to others. You know, people demanding these days respect, no matter who, from teenagers to. But you know what? It's an old rule. To get respect, you have to give respect first. And part of it is the language that we use. There's not really a reason to engage in such extreme language that is so prevalent right now on the in the internet, for example. But even a lot of people who write for newspapers are trying to resort to that as well because they're trying to get attention for themselves. But I think that basically using this aggressive language with a lot of negative adjectives and stuff, I think deprive those people of being a good source of information.
And I think that oftentimes I'll compare Canadian politics with American politics. And right now there are a few individuals that are extremely aggressive and are, you can see in the tone and that lack of respect for certain groups of people is present. And I think that oftentimes what individuals who want to achieve is they want to be involved in politics, but they need that attention. So mm-hmm. They will make statements that are extremely controversial in order to obtain that attention.
Well, it is clearly that we know who we're talking about. Mr. Donald Trump definitely attracted a lot of followers, not only within the Conservative Party, but if you believe the polls, also outside of Conservative Party. And interestingly enough, people who are agreeing to be interviewed for support, they're not only saying that they actually see the problem with these controversial statements, but they're still appreciating that there's a focus on certain issues. Problem with as far as I'm concerned, is first of all, yeah, it's too aggressive as far as I'm concerned with Mr. Trump, but also there's really no policy behind those statements. Those are the statements that somebody can say it in a bar, not everybody, but some. Let's say 40%, if you believe it, conservatives or Republicans in the United States agree with those statements because they say, well, he says what we think. I would have only one question to those people. If Mr. Trump expresses your thoughts and you totally agree with what he's saying, do you think you'd be a good candidate for the president?
It's a good question.
I think that's all it comes down to. The fact that somebody is speaking bluntly about issues, it's not enough unless you present the solutions. And those solutions have to be actually thought out as realistic policy, not as something that we say, oh, I'll do it. That's not enough as far as I'm concerned. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But when I started talking about those issues, I didn't really have him in mind. I rather talk about a lot of people who write even for the newspapers. And if you look at, and unfortunately this is a worldwide phenomenon, you know, the aggressiveness, the dismissiveness of others is prevalent. And unfortunately it is in Canada as well. I think the political discourse that we used to have in this country is totally different now. People are actually, the views are so polarized that there is very little room for a middle ground. And of course, the Canadian politics is not as aggressive as the United States, for sure. But still, if you really look at what is being said and how people are sort of treating each other, it is concerning, as far as I'm concerned. So that's why I'm so against this aggressive language, because there's always a way of discussing different policy. But if you dismiss the person because of their views, and I'm not talking extreme views, but just because they are not exactly agreeing with you, that's very scary because there's no room for compromise. Because if you dismiss your opponent as wrong on the outset of the conversation, then there's no point of talking, really.
And I think oftentimes what people need to understand, and you touched upon this, is that you don't necessarily have to agree with a person's opinion, but you should be respectful, and that dismissive nature oftentimes hinders one's views about you and if you want to implement policies or you want to be influential. I think character is essential. You can be an intelligent person, but if you don't have the respect for the opinions of others, you will not only be scrutinized, but if you're being dismissive to someone with the intention of obtaining the views of mm-hmm. millions of people, then your intentions with your involvement in politics is skewed.
Oh, absolutely. But even on a personal basis, if you dismiss somebody, yeah, and you just stick to your views, you'll never grow. You'll never understand. You know, we do not, you know, I can now speak as a sort of older person with a lot of experiences in my life that I'm still learning. The views that I held privately, I'm constantly being challenged because I'm listening to others and I'm open to learn. And you know that my position as a citizenship judge exposed me to so many different people from different cultures. And yes, of course, you have you've noticed some prevalent traits in particular ethnic groups, for example, but it's never true for everybody. And so I was constantly reminded that you cannot really base your opinions on even previous experiences with certain ethnic groups, for example, you have to always limit yourself to evaluating a person on what this person is, because nothing else matters, really. All those generalizations that we, unfortunately, as human beings, quite easily get into are wrong. And the person could be evaluated only on what they did and how they behave, nothing else. And that's and yet, unfortunately, in this policy, in politics right now, I had an experience, for example, of, I have actually conservative views that not that many people think that they do. And it's not social conservatives, but fiscal conservatives, or small c conservatives. Private gathering in an apartment of a friend of mine from Omni, who was gay. And he invited his friends. And I remember standing on the balcony of his apartment and talking to a gentleman. And when I proclaimed that I have conservative values in the terms I prescribe, he says, "Well, it's impossible. You're in a gay man's apartment. You cannot be a conservative." Which was such a ridiculous statement to me.
Yeah.
It was totally ridiculous. But I can see how people think that. But that's limits them, not me. And you know what? Unless you have those conversations, unless you open yourself to try to learn what the other person thinks, you don't help. You're actually contributing to the problem just because you put a certain label on somebody. We have to be bigger than that. And so the biggest, I think, lesson what I can teach anybody is be always open-minded and listen to people and then make your decision. There's nothing wrong in, of course, defending your views, but try to listen as well. You don't have to agree with other person. You don't even have to compromise in every situation. Of course not, because if you have, you know, you have very concrete views, you should defend them. But first of all, be respectful to others, because otherwise they won't be respectful to you. And second of all, be able to at least, even afterwards, recall the whole argument on the both sides and try to think that through, not from the rigid position of defending my views, but from the position, listen, what can I learn actually here? And that would be the best advice I can give to anybody. Be always open to that.
And I think I agree with you. It's essential towards the development and understanding of another perspective by opening yourself up and by being able to listen to someone's concerns without that bias, without that judgment. Then not only are you providing that person with an opportunity to voice their opinions and their concerns, but you might be left in a situation where you obtain information that's valuable, and then you have a different opinion and a perspective. And if you close yourself up completely, then if you have the opinion that a certain thing is wrong, then you'll never learn, you'll never develop, you'll never be able to see that person's point of view. So again, I think that's essential, having that ability to be open and also actively listening.
Yeah, because otherwise you're eliminating the whole groups of people with their opinions, their experiences, their knowledge from your life. And then you limit yourself tremendously. And I think it's with the detriment to yourself and to people around you.